Alright, so you're wandering through the internet. Entertainment levels are low. You both are about to die of boredom. What do you want to do?
I look for a cool new podcast!
Yeah,
and I assist. Alright, give me an investigation check. Oh yeah, and roll with advantage.
Kinian's Drunken Escapades aboard the Golden Goose. Golden Goose, what a terrible name. That was some good booze. I wonder what that was. I drank a lot of that booze. And then they put me on stage again? Was I on stage? I don't remember. I do remember. Maybe I was a druid. One point in my life, because some crabs came aboard the ship, and from what people said, I was imitating the crabs, and they were falling over dead, and one like jumped off the ship. What? How'd that go again? Oh yeah. You know, sometimes when you think too hard about something, you just end up, you know, knocking someone out and stuffing them in a closet somewhere for hopefully they don't, you know, die, because that'd be terrible, because, you know, I don't hurt people much. And I totally helped this guy out by I didn't break into the safe. I saved this guy from getting his safe full of goods stolen from an octopus. I think that's how it went. And Krakens. What's a Kraken? Kraken Society? Cracker Lacken? Maybe if I drink some more, I'll remember next time.
You guys see out one of the windows in this lavish, gaudy room, a beacon of light circling above the city out in the darkness. So if you think about this, you guys are out on the river, and it's kind of a scenic tour type deal, and the city lights are playing off of the water and are out in the distance, and you see just this one light keep circling like a hawk way above the city. Then on the east side of the city, the east side of the river, you see against the starlit background this inky black smoke rising up out of the fringes of the town. And from where you're at, you can still hear screaming coming across the river. You're not that far away. Or you're not too far away to not hear the shouts of terror. You see these tiny black blobs block out some of the stars, and they just they drop in on the city. The Zent friend of Kinian, he walks in or walks up to the this office and is like, "Lord Dryland, what's going on here, brother?"
Slight misunderstanding. I caught his octopus breaking into his safe, and he didn't quite believe me.
Okay. We need to get with the captain. There's something going on shore.
All right, let's head to shore.
And he says, "Did you find anything valuable?"
What, from the octopus?
In the room.
In the room?
I've been curious.
I mean, didn't you say there's something happening on shore? Don't we have more pressing concerns?
Well, money is everything.
In the background, Keo is preparing the dead as is the way of his people. He's pulling out oregano and marjoram and other entombing spices.
Well, I basically act, because I'm basically not answering as an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And since my focus is on protecting people, I'm just going to kind of drag him with me to tell me where to go.
Okay. The Zenk guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I, or like push him along, whatever, but
yeah, he's
he,
like,
he has no choice but to follow me.
He says, no need to push, miss. Ah, I'll take you to the captain's helm. And he walks to this area, and the captain is like white as a sheet. And he's starting to turn the ship to go westward, away from the smoke.
How wide is the river?
Very wide.
It doesn't matter, because I have water walk,
plus
if we need to.
Plus you get the wind walk that I play.
Mm-hmm.
Plus I can control water, so I can do like a Noah thing and part the sea, whatever. But
that'd be dope.
I'm good at spell slots, so.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay, I can't do the control water thing, speaking of spell slots, that's right.
I grab the helm.
The helm, you grab it?
Yeah.
The captain's like, hey, what are you doing?
I spin the wheel.
And it's just, it's a flat bottom boat, so it's not going to like list like heavily, but it shifts pretty quickly towards shore. The rudder is still all the way over.
I beach us on the west shore.
Okay. Okay. On the east shore. On the shore
where the fire is.
Yeah, that's the east shore.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. And okay, you just like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just run aground.
Yeah.
We've run aground, Captain.
I turn to my Zen brother and I say, "There may have been treasure. My recommendation to you is, find what you can before the ship goes under."
And all the rich folk down below are just screaming. Yeah.
And
you
not
guys,
not in excitement for...
No. Definitely in terror. Not only did the ship crash, but there's a battle raging beyond. You guys are... while this is kind of going down, Keo's kind of sifting through still the bag of holding.
Yeah.
And you find inside of there, you find four berries.
Four berries.
Yep. They are deep crimson red.
Yeah.
And they smell very sweet. It's kind of like a cranberry.
Are they good?
I don't know. Did you try it?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I am trained in survival.
Okay.
Keo, he looks at the berries intently, and at a 5, do they appear poisonous?
No.
No? I'm going to pop one in my mouth.
You pop one in your mouth?
What's
up?
Yeah. Hey, those are safe.
And when you chew on them, you start to feel pretty well rested, like you've taken a long rest. And you feel as if your mind has cleared, and you might be able to cast at all your spell slots, effectively giving you a full rest.
Hmm, uppers.
Yes.
I've heard of these.
Oh, boy.
I go to those and like, here, have some good berries.
Right, that's not...
Oh, it's a very good berry.
It's a dank berry. It's like good berry.
Sorry, I was only half paying attention. Does it fully heal you?
Yeah, it's a long rest.
I
so,
would
long
totally,
rest in a berry.
Yeah,
I hold
totally
on to
love
mine.
One of those.
You hold on to yours, okay?
I'm at full health. I haven't cast any spells. I'm good.
I'm gonna. Does Kyo give me one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna use it then.
You see swarms of people running towards the shoreline. There's people packing the bridge that goes between the east and west side of the city that crosses over the river. It looks like rats trying to get off a ship, basically. Only these rats are running towards the water. They're trying to get away from whatever's deeper into this, towards the outreaches of the city.
How far is the smoke?
You would think a few blocks away.
I start at like a medium draw.
Okay. I don't remember if I described this, but as you guys are riding up in the boat, going backwards a little bit. You see that circle, the light circling, you see it go into a nosedive towards the smoke.
Does it look like, the way the light is formed, does it look like almost a weird shape where it could be like two wings?
It looks, it looks fairly
Or is it like a perfectly circular, okay, so it is humanoid in shape?
Yep. Okay. It'd be a rational guess to think it might be Bond.
Okay.
Yeah, so Kinian starts running, just dashing towards it, right? And you guys are trying to, you guys follow, I assume?
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt to jump on Kinian before he gets too far away.
Okay.
Or he just rushes into danger.
Yeah, I try.
Oh. You're like, wait, Kinian, wait.
And so I guess I pick myself up and start.
Yeah, and he's deftly moving between these people or barreling through whatever you would want to do.
Hey, Kinian, catch.
What do you throw?
Kinian.
Kinian. You throw Keo.
Well, if we want to swim bag of holding, say about 50 pounds.
Yeah, he's got
20 strength.
Yeah.
Did you say, like, downset hike first?
Yeah.
You know, because the... Us orcs are used to playing catch with
acrobatics to see if I can land on him. Yeah, that's probably good enough. 12?
Yeah.
12 is good enough.
Yeah. You're in his vicinity.
Yeah, I'd catch you with that.
Yeah, just out of the air, and you just start running with Keo between your body and your arm, like a football almost. And Keo, your arms are out straight in order to like cast a spell if you need to.
Well, I've got my staff.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
I turn to Keo like while I'm running. I say, "Do you want the backpack?"
I'll climb up on your shoulders.
All right.
And so
because I'm used to fighting from a mouth.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you didn't say that out loud.
I wouldn't even feel Keo on me.
So you guys pass two blocks, and you turn the corner going towards the city wall, and right there you've hit one of the bases of the smokestack or smoke tower. One of the shops. It's actually the shop that Keo got his. Your signet ring?
Yeah.
That's on fire right now. And what you see around this shop and other shops is a whole bunch of bugbears and some goblins intermixed. Rounding two corners of this block, it's a four-way crossing. Mm-hmm. Rounding two of these corners is six ogres. So what you're looking at, enemy-wise, you're looking at six ogres, 12 bugbears, and 12 goblins.
And are there people interspersed with them, or?
No, it's pretty barren here. Everybody cleared out pretty good.
As we approach, seeing the massive number of obvious enemy combatants.
Oh yeah, they're lighting the shops on fire.
What Keo would do, as soon as he sees this, is fight fire with fire. He takes a chunk of phosphorus, sticks it in his pipe, blows a smoke ring, turns into a ring of fire, 20 feet in diameter, and it encircles as many of them as possible.
Okay.
Flame.
Yeah, you're getting most of them.
I know that's kind of cheating
out
of combat, but as
it'd be a surprise. They come and I expect a whole bunch of people to come attack them.
Yep. And then as you're running up, Manette, you're able to shoot one if you like. We'll count this as a surprise round. Mm-hmm. They don't know you're there. There's too many people running around. Nice.
Who are you aiming for?
The nearest ogre.
Ooh, my dice weren't too shitty.
Okay, so nearest ogre.
38.
38 points of damage?
Yep.
Alright. It looks rough.
I'm used to this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Keo, you got all of the goblins. They were packed together.
Okay.
And they were part of the fire brigade. You also got a handful of bugbears and two ogres in your ring of fire.
Well, whichever ones are within, let's see, it's a 20-foot diameter. Oh, never mind. The It's 10 feet from the side that does damage.
Okay.
So that would make it all the way to the middle.
Yep. So that gets everybody. Because it's 10 feet of all the way
around. So they would all need to make... They make a dex saving throw DC 13.
Okay.
Or...
+3
damage.
Plus fire?
Oh, yeah, +2, so 25. 25
damage?
And those who succeed get half.
Okay.
That's how that works. Okay. I don't need to know who fails and who succeeded.
Okay, sounds good. You hear shouts of pain and some death cries. The wall of fire is still up.
Yeah.
And there's still a very target-rich environment of ogres and bugbears outside of this wall of fire. All right. Go ahead and take your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Fireball. It's 20-foot radius, so it's 40-foot diameter.
Okay, so the other section?
Just whatever has the most people. Enemies.
Okay, okay,
I'm,
sounds good.
I'm going for maximum coverage.
Yep.
And I need... One more d6? So there's
well, they fail their save.
Oh, I'm assuming it's less than 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I rolled 2 2s, so...
25 damage. Fire.
25 damage, fire.
I love using fireball before everyone gets all up in their business.
Yeah.
Even Kinnian. Meaning before Kinnian.
Yeah. Because then once you're in there.
It's not just Kinnian.
Yeah.
It's Kyo not too. Just
you. All right.
Pocket Kyo.
Pocket Gold.
I don't want to burn you guys.
Kinnian, what do you want to do?
What do I see?
Okay, so what you just saw.
Fire.
The ring of fire appear around half of the group, basically. And then a fireball comes over your shoulder and lands on the other half. The half that received the fireball all look mangled, like not quite dead, but mostly dead.
What do I see outside of the ring of fire
that outside is of
easily
the...
accessible?
You see lots of bugbears and lots of ogres, and those all look extremely mangled.
I run to the closest.
Keeping Kyo in your arms?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on my backpack.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Just kind of up on top. And I rage.
Okay.
And not even caring about which enemy I'm hitting.
Yep.
It's a target-rich environment, you were saying?
Yep.
I keep my wits about me, and I recklessly attack.
All right.
Because those are barbarian wits.
So surprised.
Thinking I hit with a 24.
Yep.
13 damage.
On a ogre, is that right?
Whatever the closest.
Okay.
And I swing again. Yeah, it was a crap roll. 26. 14 damage.
Dead. One of the ogres keels over after you murder face it. Alright, so.
The one that I shot.
Yes.
He's got a couple more holes in him now.
It is now time to roll initiative.
These shit rolls. Did you touch my dice?
Ooh,
just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
4.
15.
I'm at 12.
So, you see a blob come in over the city wall. As it gets closer, it looks awfully spiky. I need,
Dex save,
please.
Dex save.
19?
Yeah. You don't take any damage. You're able to dodge out of the way as this ball of spiky mass splats on the ground next to you. When it hits, blood splatters all over you, and it like unrolls itself, and it is a dead goblin in what looks to be Battle Rager armor.
Oh, okay.
Question, do I
dead,
need to...
though. Dead.
Yeah, real dead.
Okay.
Real dead. It fell over 60 feet from the pinnacle of its...
Do I need to make any checks to see if I stay on him?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
No, you're good.
He's used to how Kenny is.
Yeah, you got animals, right?
I'm grabbing with my toe claws on his own.
Yeah.
Animal handling.
I've got a hook for my great axe too. That you're doing.
You've got animal handling skills. You know how Kenyan fights.
Yes,
like an animal.
Skills. I just use them.
You might not be skilled in, but you have experience.
Okay. You hear That's screams easy, of death.
Okay.
Come from the circle of fire.
It's at the end of their turn.
Yep. You also hear screams of bugbears' deaths in that ring of fire.
So sad.
And you hear cries of pain from the ogres that were caught in that ring. Mm-hmm. And then the bugbears and ogres that are outside, there is going to be four that surround Kinian and Keo. Four bugbears. They come in and they attack Kinian. Both misses. And then they're going to, the second two are also going to miss because, Poland got awful tonight.
Same team and all, but he was recklessly attacking.
Oh, thank you.
Every time!
Well, then the first two miss no matter what. Let's do, the one hit and crit. Alright. And getting crit by a bugbear is bad, so.
Yeah. They get extra dice.
Four damage from the one.
That's fine.
Yeah, they rolled minimum damage. Ooh, that's not good. Yeah, that's really not good. 16 plus 5 is
21.
21 plus 2. So 23. For the second one.
No big deal.
Alright.
That's just 11 minutes.
Yeah. And then, so that's four of them. Four. And then the other four are going to throw javelins at the two ranged people. So two at Minette. Let's see. Your AC. Okay. Gonna miss on the first one, hit on the second one. And Minette, you will take d6, 11 damage in total, and then 10. You are going to skate through by the skin of your teeth.
Woohoo!
Next is the ogres.
In the that moment when I suffer the damage, You see my eyes turn red. The pupils turn red, and you hear Kinian say, lowly and slowly, almost otherworldly, say, "Betrayal never comes from your enemies."
The ogres will rush up and attack at Kinian. So just to lay it out, there's four bugbears around Kinian, and now three ogres.
Just how Kinian likes it.
Yeah. Keo, though, any ranged attack is, obvious.
How many are attacking Kinian right now?
Three ogres, four bugbears, so seven in total.
When one of the ogres attacks, I'm going to use Warding Player.
Okay.
So they all have advantage but one.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right, so we'll resolve the first one. Great Club comes in.
You should save it if they go for Keo.
No, in the future.
Great Club comes in, and at an 18, that's going to hit. Then we'll resolve the rest. That's going to hit at a 20, and then that's going to be a 15, which isn't going to hit, and that's 3. You got 2 hits.
It's got to be in character.
Oh noes.
Fram?
No, max damage though. 16 plus 4, 20 damage.
No big deal.
And then this one is.
Keo is getting worried.
Yeah.
Never before has the mount of his taken so much damage.
Yeah. 9. So 13 damage on the second strike. I need you to Keo. I need you to make a dexterity. Save, please. as a great club comes in from behind, attacking at Kinian's head.
13?
13?
Yeah.
You're able to duck down, and that's the blow that misses Kinian, and you're able to duck down too underneath that boil. So.
Okay. You hear creepy laughter coming from
me. Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay.
It is Kinian's turn.
Whatever's closest.
So, Kyo's AC is 18.
25.
Well, I'd still blast off the shield.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Kyo throws his shield, which does what?
It's plus 5.
Plus 5. So, still isn't going to make it. So, you swing backwards and you you attack at the beast that is on your shoulders.
15 damage. And I swing again.
Okay.
What kind of armor are you wearing?
The dragon scale.
Dragon scale. Okay. Matters.
19 plus 12.
All right.
Oh. The wall of fire drops.
Okay.
15 damage.
All right. So Kyo takes 30 in all, whatever you take.
Yeah.
Kyo's
looking bloodied.
Yeah. The wall of fire drops, and what you see is all but two ogres have died.
Succumbed to the flames.
Succumbed to the flames. There is just a mass of crusty bodies where the circle once was. Smells sweet, Kyo. Smells sweet. It is Kyo's turn. You are effectively surrounded, by the way, Kyo.
Yeah. Kyo goes, what? And he drops the apple that he was grabbing out of his pack to feed Kinian. And rethinks his cowering. And Kyo misty steps.
All right.
Kyo abandons his mount.
Dismount.
He doesn't know what's up.
How? All right, I gotta ask this question. How does Kyo feel about this? Because he has now been let down by his father, by his future wife, and by his best friend, right?
No, his Chanton was his best friend.
Oh, okay.
Aww. Kinian's a poor replacement.
Oh!
So, he was hoping to be best friends with Kinian maybe someday.
But now...
There's always been something a little off. And Kyo just figured it out. It's that Kinian's murderous. Anyway, so that's my bonus action.
Okay.
And then as my action, I'm going to twin Firebolt and shoot the two, like, most hurt-looking guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those are dex saves, right?
Yeah.
Most hurt.
No, it's all attacks.
Attack rolls. Okay.
Yeah. And
it's going to be two ogres, the ones that came out of the fire ring.
Okay, so they're not by anybody?
No.
Okay, that's fine. So, attacking the first one, that is 15 plus 5 points should hit. Mm-hmm. And attacking the second one will be 17 after modifier.
That hits.
Each of those is going to be 2d10. So the first one takes 15 fire.
Okay.
And the second one takes
6.
Yeah. Second one takes 11 fire.
Second one takes 11.
Yeah.
They both drop to their knees, just shoop, and then fall face first on the ground.
And I went back towards my allies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if 20 feet gets me to them, or I guess it's 30 feet, isn't it? Misty step.
Yep.
Should be enough to get me back there.
You are hiding right behind Minette.
And I'm like, something's wrong with Kinian.
And you hear, like, in the center of this, like, ring of beating.
I think there's a zone of truth.
Nice.
And that would be my turn.
Minette.
So I got hit. What did I get hit by?
A javelin.
Javelin from...
From one of the dead ogres.
Dead ogres.
I'm sorry.
I feel like the bugbears.
Bugbear.
Are there any more javelins that might be coming my direction?
Yes. From the four that threw javelins at you guys.
Oh, they got more.
Yeah.
It's fast.
Yeah, they got two.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't like
you shoot the one that hit you?
Yeah.
Like you just kind of give them the eyes?
Absolutely. Well, I try.
12 on a bugbear. Nope, not gonna do it.
So I move back.
You blow apart some of his shoulder armor, and you move back.
I move back.
Okay.
And Kira's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It is Tin's turn.
Okay.
So, what you see in front of you is three ogres surrounding Kinian, four bugbears surrounding Kinian, and four bugbears aiming javelins at you guys, at you three. Kyo,
I'm gonna use Channel Divinity Radiance of the Dawn.
Oh, shit. And there was fire!
Well, now there's daylight.
Let there be light.
It's 30 foot radius, so if she can get into
that. Yeah, I'm going to position myself to be within 30 feet of as many as possible. They have to make a con saving throw of 15.
Okay.
And then...
Now, is that all hostile?
Yeah, all hostiles. Don't worry.
Sorry, same team. But...
No, don't worry. Lathander knows...
Technically,
who to
he hasn't been hostile towards her, so I would say he'll be fine. Fail. What is it, a con?
Yeah.
Okay, I got 9 as my highest, so I think they're both failed.
Yeah, I've got a 15. Yep. Okay, so it's 16 plus 7, so 23.
23 damage?
Yeah, radiant.
Okay.
How many die?
So these streams of light come out of the sky, right? And Lathander puts down the hurt on these people as the bolts strike through each one of the bugbears, felling them. And what was the full damage? I'm sorry.
23.
And the ogres look very rough.
That's what they get for attacking my friends.
Yeah. Actually, one ogre dies. Okay, so all you have left is two ogres. All right, the ogres, basically being wiped out in almost one turn, they turn tail.
Let's see how well that goes for them.
Well, one of them takes 14 damage.
One of them takes 14
that's
damage.
That's your opportunity attack, right?
Mm-hmm. And that one dies. And the other one just lumbers around the corner. And is running away. Next, another blob comes flying from over the city wall. And when I say one blob, there's many that are flying over. This one is just so happen to be in your area. Annette, dex save, please. Oh, I'm not gonna make Kinian go twice.
9. Bring it.
Let's start with what your physical damage is.
Yeah, let's.
Because there's more than just physical hurt.
Yeah, there's the mental hurt too. Here we are. 5, 7, and 9 in total for the physical pain. And you take force damage, or I'm sorry, bludgeoning, as this thing smacks into you from 60 feet above.
That doesn't count as physical damage.
Okay, so the spikes cutting you.
I got
you.
Spikes.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting bludgeoned.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yep. So 6, so 10, and then 7. So 17 points of damage as this goblin smashes into you and dies on impact. You are stuck underneath this goblin. And if you are to move without this goblin being off of you, you will take damage. You are effectively pinned, and the more you move, the more you get cut.
It's like grappling
with a battle rager.
With a battle rager.
Yep. What?
Can I lift it?
Potentially. Yeah, I mean, we're out of combat now, so
I want to lift it.
I'm sorry. No, we're not. So hold on. We'll get to you. Kinian.
I was gonna say I'm not letting monsters attacking the village
just
run away.
I forgot about the
my eyes are gleaming red.
Yeah.
And I'm chanting murder. Murder.
Red rum!
Murder.
Red rum.
And I look for the closest creature within 60 feet.
So technically, there is nobody within 60 feet of you.
There's no enemy.
The other enemy was able to run more than 60
feet.
Us.
Correct. The closest creature within 60 feet.
Oh, okay. Okay, so these two are within 30 feet of you.
He's pointing to Tin and Kyo.
Yeah, Tin and Kyo, sorry.
1 to 3, 4 to 6. I go after Tenubial.
All right, that's probably for the best.
I'm gonna do a warding flare. So you're at disadvantage, because I'm assuming you're attacking me?
I will roll 1 die. Okay. And a 16.
That meets.
14 damage.
Okay.
And the warding flare is for 1 attack, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recklessly attack. The equidistant, or am I right up on her?
You're right up on her.
I hit you again. That'll hit. 17 damage.
Okay.
VIP for the other team.
Hey, I took a lot more from that fucking goblin.
And you hear me say, betrayal, betrayal, betrayal. Nice.
So, Kyo, it's your turn.
Alright, so bonus action. I am going to dump 6 spell points to create a 4th level spell slot.
Okay.
Or 6 sorcery points. And he's going to launch a chromatic orb of fire type.
At whom?
At Kinian. I mean, what's he supposed to do?
No. I'm not judging you.
Is Tenubial in danger?
Hmm?
Is Tenubial in danger of this spell? I'm not familiar with
no,
that.
No, it's, okay. So I shoot this little ball of fire.
Single target.
Okay. I have advantage because your hostile is one of my allies, which is good.
Ooh.
Does a 15 hit?
17. Well, plus I reckless attacks, so
yeah,
you would have an advantage regardless.
Yeah.
I roll a 1 out of 10.
Yeah. Next is Manette.
Average rolls with advantage.
I'm gonna lift this thing off. Me.
Yeah. You're easily just like, when you do, you take 4 points of piercing damage, and you are no longer in threat of being cut by this thing.
Does that take my action?
Yes. Yeah. When you look around, you see the battle going on between Tin, Kyo, and Gideon.
You see my pupils sort of change color briefly.
I'm not that perceptive.
Well, Tenubial.
I am perceptive.
And I realize this is your turn, but Tenubial sees that my eyes, the pupils have changed to black briefly. And I mutter, like, gutturally, saying, "Get away from me!" And then my eyes shift back to red, and I let out a howl like you've never heard before.
I stay on the ground. Do I still have my thunder cannon with me?
Yeah, it's right next to you.
Okay.
Yep.
So all you hear is just this loud howl.
This is my thunder cannon. It's yep. Like many other thunder cannons.
No, it's
but
not.
This one is mine.
This one's got a wand on it?
Yeah. Okay. Tin.
Well, I know there's no point trying to disengage and run because...
You won't make it far enough.
Well, yeah, you can move 5 feet faster than me per minute, per turn. I don't know what the heck's going on with Kinian, but I'm going to... I have enough health where I'm going to try to kill one of the fleeing ogres still, because they're fleeing, and... Mm-hmm.
It's turned a corner, so you can't see it.
Oh.
It's the only one left, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poop.
Yeah,
never
yeah.
mind, then. Well,
you do have one enemy in range.
You could double move away from
Kinian.
From Kinian. Then he wouldn't be able to chase you down and attack you.
He's got an attack of opportunity.
Ooh.
You don't get the one attack.
One attack versus two.
Yeah.
And then I can use a bonus action if I double move?
Yes. Yeah, there's a bonus action. Yeah.
All right, so then I'll do that.
Okay. So you double move?
Double move away.
You could warding flare.
I'm going to warding flare, yeah. On my retreat.
Flat out disadvantage.
Well, so it's disadvantage 5 plus 12, 17. 14. Whoa.
Okay. What's his strength score?
24? Yeah, plus a plus 3 axe.
Plus 7?
Plus 2.
Okay, for my bonus, I'm going to use Mass Healing Word, and I'm going to use it on Mikyu and Manette, because I'm thinking we have to knock Kenyon unconscious, potentially.
You try.
Well, I'm not going to heal you until I know what's going on.
Yeah, that would be wise.
Just a heads up, in this case, as it seems to be moving forward, you can do non-lethal damage.
Okay.
What that means for Manette is shooting in not the kill box. So, you know, hamstrings, stuff like that. But anyways, I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, plus 4. So 8 hit points for the three of us that are not Kinian.
All right, what you hear at the city wall, you hear like this booming, like boof, 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 like giant fists knocking on a giant door. And you hear, come out to play, little ones! Boom, boom, boom.
I already don't like this person, whoever they are.
Kinian, make a dex save for me, please.
13.
Okay, you need to take damage. You are going to take 18 points of damage, and then you take, on top of that, another 16 bludgeoning.
Jeez.
Yep. All right. It is Kinian's turn.
Can I see or hear anything within 60 feet?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You can see these people's, and then you can hear the loud voice banging on the... Oh, that's not 60 feet, though, so...
What's the closest thing within 60 feet?
Probably still 10. Oh, wait, no, 10 ran away. Kyo.
I was gonna say, I ran, so I'm 70 feet away.
I move like Kyo.
I can't use Warding Flare.
And I would use Shield.
24.
That's one better than that.
Oof.
15.
Oh, no, I'm still awake.
I'm awake!
I hit him again.
No.
24.
Alright, no, I'm unconscious.
12.
Yep.
Unconscious.
I'm at negative 5.
Kyo, make your death save, please.
Nice.
Success.
Alright.
Woo.
Manette.
Now, does this work till we're dead or till we're unconscious?
It is until there is a live threatening creature. So I don't think he will attack unconscious creatures. He'll have to check.
Well, Manette. Either way.
Was I able to see all of this happen?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I wasn't like pinned underneath something I couldn't see.
You're no longer so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and we were definitely.
Yeah,
I was shouting, like, what the hell, Kenyon?
You're basically. Like, yeah.
Alright.
Manette, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when the Kenyon comes for you?
That's so bad.
Probably keep moving away from me.
So. While he's looking that up.
Mm-hmm.
So, when Kinian started acting weird and having the whole demon black eyes thing,
yes.
Was there anything environmental that I saw happen to him to make that change, or it just seems like he just flipped a switch internally?
He got hit, and then
by one of the black blob thingies.
Yeah, whatever caused him damage, I forget which one. I think it was a bugbear that caused him damage. And he got hit, and then he wigged out.
Okay.
You saw him go into rage beforehand, and this is something beyond rage.
I'm gonna have to get within touch distance. Awesome.
I'm gonna try and reduce you.
Tiny pincer hands.
So, you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Darn it.
And if I am unwilling, is it at disadvantage for you?
No.
Oh, no. You make the save.
Okay.
If it's willing, you don't
if
have to
make it. If it's willing, it just happens.
I was just curious. Yeah. That is a 14.
You needed a 15. You shrink. You are half as big. You have disadvantage on strength checks and sync saving throws.
Which means attacks.
And
yeah.
Yes! Attack is a strength check.
Okay, now my plan's not as scary.
Okay.
And your weapon attacks deal 1d4 less damage.
Yes!
So
but yet, cannot be reduced below one.
But yet, yes, he persists.
It's
he
got reduced.
She persists.
Tio.
So he's your size.
Yeah, he's your size. All right. Anything else?
I run away?
Yeah. Yeah, you're further now. I gotcha.
So he could be the third game.
You got this, guys! Tim.
Can I move 35 feet and get to Kenyon because I moved away from him, but not necessarily away from Keo, and he's where Keo is?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna be kind of stupid and run right up into Kenyon's space. And I'm going to touch him and cast Remove Curse. So if whatever this is a curse, all curses affecting Kenyon or whatever objects on him are over.
Can I see that?
But if it's a cursed magic, then the curse remains.
Okay, so you cast it.
And brace myself to get punched in the face.
Yes. You cast Remove Curse, and Kinian's eyes go from a red back to a standard orcish black.
That was my last third level spell. So
and, Kinian, you feel as if you are not compelled to hold on to this weapon at this time. You still have that pit feeling with it being important to you, but you are not compelled by the weapon to only use this weapon.
Do I know what happened?
As far as what just happened?
Yeah.
No, you blacked out.
I put my axe back on my back.
Yeah. And you just look at everybody.
I'm
like, hey guys.
I'm like, whoa! And I run up to Keo and pour a potion into his mouth.
All right.
Well, are we still in combat?
To you.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You're short. You're like, oh shit, guys.
I really don't know what happened.
Can you use a potion on someone unconscious?
Yes,
7 plus 2. 9.
Okay, so I don't
know. Keo looks, and he starts screaming,
ah! Get away!
It's a tiny Kenyon! And Keo misty steps away from Kenyon.
No, Kenyon's usually rather big.
So just the
but
other
for
side of
Keo, he's instead of being huge, he's normal size now.
Keo.
Oh wait, you
grew.
Oh, for the intelligence.
I just saw Kenyon's face.
Yeah.
That was last thing I saw before I blocked.
Yep.
So I'm behind Tenuvial.
Okay.
So misty step there.
Everybody's huge!
She's the scariest
person. I'm keeping
person
this up for as long as possible, so it lasts for 1 minute.
I'm really, really sorry. So, Kenyon, you run over, you pour a potion down Keo's throat. He wakes up. He screams at you, like, in terror. And everybody's eyes shoot towards the wall as a blob flies over the wall. I need you to, Kyo, to make a dexterity saving throw at disadvantage because you are prone.
Is the blob attacking Kyo?
It's not. No, not necessarily.
Oh, so I can't use warding flare.
No, okay. No.
The trajectory is set.
Yes.
Okay. But I'm right next to you, so I can touch you and cast bless.
As a reaction?
Or...
No,
I don't think so. That's a bonus, yeah.
But you'll be able to heal him.
No, I'm gonna have to use another potion. You're just down again.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's good enough. Six is good enough, right?
Six is not good enough. All right, 1 second. Let's hope we don't kill Kyo. Everybody's
It'd
favorite tiny dragon.
It would take a lot.
That's a lot of damage.
You need 3 death saves.
It
I just raised it.
It resets.
Yeah, I know, but if it goes over his maximum.
Oh, it would have to double his max, yeah.
Okay, so 7. And then you take... Oh, wait, no. 7 plus another 3, which is 10.
He's unconscious.
I'm unconscious now.
Okay.
And this hit
gives
him...
It's all the same.
Oh, yeah, it's all the same.
No.
So.
Is this all the same hit?
Yeah, it's...
You said it was spikes... And then bludgeoning.
Well, it's...
Yeah, I mean...
It happens
so
at the same time.
It happens at the same time. It's just different types of damage. If that makes sense. So, like, your gunshot is one hit, but it's piercing and thunder. Does that make sense?
Just for calculating damage, it's 2 steps.
Right. So, just make sure we don't double anything. I doubt we can. So it's
3d6. He doesn't get an auto-crit. He's just down.
Yeah. It can 3d6...
No, I have 44 hit points normally.
Or 66. Hmm. 66. Can that
that's
still...
36. That's
36. Okay, then we're fine. Okay.
Even 36 plus 7, it's not...
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, on top of Kyo now rests a dead... forever rests a dead goblin in a Battle Ranger armor.
It just missed you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And Kenyon standing like right next to Kyo, like, and this came in like shook.
No, because I'm behind Tanuvial.
Oh, did you run away from him?
I mean, I approve of dead goblins, but not
like this.
Not like this.
Not like this.
The most knocked out Kyo has ever been.
Yeah.
So it's my turn.
It is.
Do I hear the giant banging at the gate?
Yeah.
I'm like, I turn to Tin and I say, I'll lift the goblin off Kyo and I say, I'll deal with the giant, meet me over there. And I start running toward the gate, drinking potions every turn.
Drinking potions like they're alcohol?
Drinking potions like they're alcohol as I'm running that direction. So my item interaction would be to heal.
You're going towards the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
So think about how many potion interactions I'll be able to drink on the way there.
How many potions do you have? Because it'll take you... It's still
a
few blocks away.
Oh, okay.
It's a few blocks away.
I have 3.
3? Okay. You're able to use them all at that. I mean,
once he's out of sight, I drop the reduce on him.
Okay.
All right. Then I'll just do these and take me out of the role play until you want to resume with my character.
All right. So effectively, you are out of initiative. That one ogre got away.
Is anyone going to stabilize me?
Yes, when it's my turn. Oh, we're out of initiative now.
Yeah.
So I cast Spare the Dying cantrip. You are stable.
I take the next 3 turns to heal myself. Kyo, you heal for 23 points of damage.
Really?
Nice.
Actually, I'm going to increase that a little bit more. 9 more. So
3 plus 9, so 32.
32.
How do we do healing potions again?
2d4
plus
2.
Plus 2.
Okay, thank you.
Are you really hurt too?
Well,
she
I'm at 26 right now.
Good.
Thankfully, heal for 12.
Thank you.
It's nice when the artificer is just like, I don't use spells.
Yeah. So I cured wounds on you four times, and I cured wounds at second level for you.
Plus 12. Okay.
And then I'm going to eat that berry.
Nice.
It might have.
Well done.
Do I heal?
Quite.
Yes.
It almost would have been more effective for.
I used all my spell slots, and then I get them all back.
Just all right, to metagame, it might have been more effective to have either Tenuvial or I dump, well, have Tenuvial dump her spell slots, healing people up, and then give her the long rest berry.
Yeah. Yeah. It says berry.
No, he actually healed more than I could have right now. Because
yeah.
My higher healing spells, I've used up my spell slots.
Yeah, but it would heal all your...
You'd get all your spell slots back, and then you could use the new ones.
You would have had all your spell slots, plus you would have had all
the
health. I'm still happy.
Kinian,
I'm not saying
you get to
hear
the wall.
I'm just saying optimal.
We'll just be deeply offended if that makes you feel better. If that's what you want, we can
have
that.
If that's how you
want
to play this, Ben.
No, it's fine.
Now I understand playing not optimally for your character. I do it all the time.
That is Keo. Okay, so.
That is my character.
So you guys have spent at least four rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So we are on Kinian currently. So you're running towards this wall. There is no gate. I want to make that clear.
Okay.
It's just a stone wall. The stone wall is 50 foot tall. And it's starting to shake with each rumble that comes through this wall. You reach within distance of this wall, and it starts to tip inward, and stones start toppling off of the top of it, falling halfway between you and this barrier.
Okay.
As they do, it opens up a gap, and you see on the other side a group of hill giants. Eight of them on the other side. Basically, when this front hill giant punches through the wall, it creates a gap large enough for it to squeeze through, but not necessarily walk through. So this is definitely a choke point. Hill giants are massive, and these ones particularly are pretty big. They look like they are malnourished. They haven't been fed well. They haven't been eating well, basically. They've got massive rucksacks on their back, and their eyes are not focused on you. Their eyes are focused on the shops, specifically the shops near the fires. So if anything, they're looking towards your friends.
Hey everybody, it's Alan, your DM, and I wanted to say thank you from the cast and crew for listening to Roll With Advantage. We really appreciate it. If you feel like you want to support the podcast or even want to get on the podcast in all sorts of different ways, go ahead and check us out at Patreon, patreon.com/ Roll With Advantage. We've got all sorts of different support structures that have got fun little things for each of the levels. If you can't support monetarily, comments and subscriptions go a very long ways. So if you could comment in iTunes or on YouTube, that would help out the podcast so much. We also love to interact with our fans. If you use the hashtag Roll With Advantage on Twitter, or you can post in our subreddit, we will be happy to engage with you guys. It's a super fun way to get to know some of us, and you get to ask questions about your favorite characters, or about the world, what's going on in the background, stuff like that. We also want to say a big thank you for Incompetech.com and BattleBards for letting us use their music and sound effects. They do a fantastic job, and I highly suggest you guys go check them out. Just beautiful work from everybody there. For a full list of the pieces we use,
Go ahead and check out the description, and you'll find it there. So, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye!